The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. U.S. Navy Comfort to the rescue coming into New York, New York this morning. That's going to be exciting to watch. Did you see that? I was so inspired when I saw that. When the president, he staged it brilliantly. They had the USS Comfort there, the Navy ship with 1,000 beds coming to New York City. The Merseals already off the coast of California. And then he had it staged with all the American flags. Did you see that press conference the other day with the big American flag in the background? I said, that's it. That right there is the way I want to see any news or any kind of initiative that is helping the states, you know, fighting this virus. I thought that was so great. So that's going to be a big, big story today. Hey, good morning. How you doing? 606 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. We got this. Everything's all right. We're going to be all right. You know what? I'm guilty as charged because I like the downtime. I like this downtime. This is like a whole thing where you decompress and you appreciate the family and you listen, to the coronavirus task force from the White House and you keep your distance and you do everything that's right. And I'm enjoying the downtime because I never do. I'm telling you what's going to happen. It could be whether it's next month. Now, you know, this social distancing, the thing has been extended to April 30th, or right past Easter. What do we do with Easter? I didn't even go to church because I said, well, look, it's, I don't know. We're not even supposed to be out there. And then you hear the coronavirus party they actually had in New Jersey, unfortunately. I mean, I thought I was watching like a Jersey Shore again. I mean, you know, some knuckleheads had a corona party in Jersey and the cops, God bless them, busted it up. But you're putting the police at risk and I'm afraid to go out and, catch something like that. So I stayed home and I watched the mass. I watched Cardinal Dolan, do a mass from St. Pat's, which was great. So we got to, if it's another month, it's another month. And we're going to, you know what, I think maybe a month after that. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. Because once it goes away, it goes away. What you don't want to happen, and this is what you have to understand, if it goes away, it can come back. I think Dr. Fauci, I love that little guy, but he gets so overdramatic and he's so clinical. And when he goes, there could be 100, 200,000 people dying. That is something that he's anecdotal. He's clinical. He's a scientist. He's going to speak like that. I see. I like to hear the positive things like the emergency room visits in New York. Out of all of Governor Cuomo's press conference yesterday, that's what he said, it dropped down dramatically by two-thirds. It dropped down dramatically. 3,500 people plus have been released from New York hospitals. The death rate in Italy has dropped. We're beating this thing, man. Hey, how about that? As humans, you know, together in the United States and around the world, we're beating this thing. You know, so we're getting there, but you can't. The second you let up, where Dr. Fauci is right, you let up a little bit, boom, it's going to come back and get you. But I am so excited to come before the microphone every morning, more than ever. I found that I had this newfound responsibility to be a broadcaster now. You know, when I came on the show, and I always tell you about Dr. Rock Positano, got me to Jerry Crowley. You know the story. I mean, I'm doing gigs by the grace of God. My life is good. I got the kids. I'm out every weekend all around the country. Love meeting the great Americans. And then they say, Joe, you want to go on the radio? So we started on the radio. Then, of course, it starts to click. You start to listen. And with great respect, I say that. And appreciation and love, by the way. And then advertisers say, hey, well, this is like retro radio, Joe. I mean, you're talking about the ads and you're talking about the people who run the companies. It's the way it should be. Isn't that the way it should be? It's brought up on old. I'm old, man. I remember William B. Williams, you know, and Ted Brown and Klavan and Finch. My father used to listen to when I was a mere child come in Bloomfield, New Jersey. I remember that, you know. And then John Gambling, always the Gambling family, you know, how there was always respect, so much respect to the audience. You know, there was a respect there. So we start to, now I'm on the radio. Now this thing happens and humanity is at risk. Humanity is at risk. There's a virus. Wait, excuse me. Imagine it's a virus that gets out. And after ages, or maybe that was it, you know. But no, then they have swine flu. They have the flu. So we got to stick together on this, and we will get on top of this. What's unsettling, and why I appreciate coming before the mic this morning, and Frank and Alan and Debbie are here, and we'll get into it, and we always like that DVA, forgive me, we're going to have some fun. The guys got into it. Frank and Al got into it before we went on the air. I'll tell you about it in a second, which is too funny. But you got to love it. And you got to laugh. I'm sorry. You got to laugh. With all the tragedies around us, you got to laugh. The negativity that is out there, and you don't want to address it, but I have to because it's glaring. And they're trying to take the narrative and make it as negative as possible. I thought they were bad during the whole Mueller probe, you know. And you don't want to get political. Okay, let's use it as an objective, ridiculous situation. The Mueller probe. Nothing was there. You knew nothing was there. I knew nothing was there. You look at the facts. Nothing was there. We colluded with the Russians. Why? Well, they bought Facebook ads. Well, there you go. There you go. Mr. Mueller, what page is that on? An embarrassment. An embarrassment. While they were doing that, the whole country was for the last 3 years watching them trying to impeach the president and then taking a phone call, just a harmless phone. Oh, yes, a harmless phone call and turning it into an impeachment. All those years, we should have been on this. Watching and now they dropped the ball. The Democrats, the whole swamp in Washington dropped the ball. That you want to blame somebody, blame China. But it was Washington just took their eye off the ball, because when you go after the president's now he's going to have to defend himself. Do you know what it takes? How many lawyers he has to lawyer up? He's got to sit down with Rudolph Giuliani. They got to figure out how they're going to go against these amateurs in D.C. And that's what politicians are. Most of the politicians in D.C. are amateurs. They don't work like you and I. They get free everything. And then they step on a world stage and they think they are something. You know what? The lowest rung of the ladder of life is being a politician. You hear what I'm saying? The lowest rung in the ladder of life is if you're a politician. And if you're a politician, you're hearing this. I don't mean to insult you, but it's like I always say, I'm on the lowest rung of entertainment. That is like going out and doing the grunt work on the road, you know? But I take it with a badge of honor on radio. So it's the lowest rung of entertainment. That's what they say, you know? So I don't mean to be insulting, but I say it with humility, and I have humility when I'm on the road because I'm grateful to be there in the blue collar show business. I'm grateful to be on the radio. You know, I'm not making films. I'm not making a TV show. I'm on the radio, man. I'm doing a public service. It's a public service. You're not a star. You're not better than anybody else. And you have no right to attack anybody else. Look at yourself, these politicians. They took their eye off the ball. They caused the country to worry all about impeachment. And who are they blaming? They're blaming the president. And I'm telling you what, when you look at, and I don't even mean we're going to beat this thing, and I want to stay positive. But when you look at the flu numbers, and I've spent most of the weekend going over the flu numbers, you know? I mean, I hear, and then the swine flu numbers. And I put this forth to you. It's 13 after 6 o'clock. I put this forth to you respectfully. Please call me and help me out here. On January 15, 2010, the CDC released new estimate figures from swine flu, saying it sickened 55 million Americans, killed about roughly almost 12,000 from April through mid-December. And on February 12, 2010, the CDC released updated estimates, releasing that the flu affected 57 million people. 57 million Americans. Almost 300,000 had been hospitalized. And again, 12,000 people died, including 1,180 children due to swine flu from April through to mid-January in 2010. Who was the president? Why did they let him off the hook like that? Were they afraid to pick on a president of color? Is that what that was? Were they all Democrats? Are they all progressives? Whatever it was, look at this. Look what happened with this swine flu. If they, the press has it in the palm of their hand to sensationalize this or not, they did not sensationalize the swine flu. We got through it. What mistakes, how late President Obama was so late on it. And again, not to attack him, I'm being very objective here. Why now they're sensationalizing it when it was so much worse back then, And by the way, and the stats for the 2019-2020 flu stats. I mean, you're now emailing me and texting me and telling me the flu stats. I see it. I see how the flu is so much worse than the coronavirus. More people have died. There's hundreds of thousands of people with the flu. You don't even hear it. The press is sensationalizing most of it. Please don't get scared. But people are dying. People are dying. They're going in. And it's this too. I asked you about the swine flu. Why did that get away? Why didn't the press hold on to that? Why are they sensationalizing this? And then this. You know, I'm thinking all those people lined up outside of Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, they're outside. Then they cut to President Cuomo. By the way, I got to tell you this. I got so much to talk to you about. Governor Cuomo, he's a great politician. I know you don't agree about bail reform, letting criminals out. I understand that. Infanticide. Let's let the baby be born, and then we will decide after the baby is born alive on an operating table. We'll decide whether to keep the baby alive or not. Please. I mean, I understand that. I understand that the governor he went up against ICE. He believes that New York should be a sanctuary city. I understand all those progressive, ridiculously progressive ideas and initiatives that he goes with just to get reelected in New York. I understand you're upset, but he's so savvy on camera. He's so good on camera. And a lot of the time you try to get through what he's talking about, and he's not talking about anything. He's just stating facts that the president initiates. He runs with it, Governor Cuomo does, and he's great at it. And I think we need that. You know, he told the story about the Italian Americans. When he hit that, I went, man, this guy is good. That's what I said about Governor Cuomo. Those politics aside, just as a presentation, this guy is good. But no one asks him any questions. If you look at the press conference that the president had, and by the way, I'm not to take anything away from Governor Cuomo. He's brilliant, just brilliant up there like that. Got it. I got it. Governor Cuomo, why are the people in line while you're here? Shouldn't you? I couldn't figure out the poor people. Why are those people in line? I've not seen one story to tell me why those people are in line in Queens. What? Do they think they have the virus? It's in the rain. The police officers are putting their life at risk. And they're helping these people. But there's no questions being asked, you know, about the logical questions you and I have. And my goodness gracious, I would say, well, can you send somebody out? We have 9,000 beds at whatever, that's not the figure, at the Javits Center. Can you put some of these people in the Javits Center that are waiting in line? I'm confused. There's other hospitals that are not overtaxed. Can we get it's something wrong with the reporting. They're just sensationalizing everything. And then, where are the ventilators? Where are the ventilators? Oh, my gosh, we need ventilators. I go, and then the president, we sent 4,000 plus, maybe 8,000 ventilators to New York. Then Governor Cuomo goes, oh, yeah, we got them. We're hoarding them. Okay, so I ask you this objectively and not in a sensational manner. Why are people dying if their ventilators are in storage? Why aren't those ventilators in storage being used on the people in the hospital? No one asked the governor that question. And I'm like scratching my head. And I don't mean to be mean. I asked the question. Well, wait, you got the ventilators. And then other states are going, we need ventilators too. And I think the governor is right. He's waiting for what he's calling the apex till it gets really bad in New York, because it's going to probably get a little worse before it gets better. But can someone answer these questions? Just logical questions out there. Why aren't these people, they're sharing ventilators. And then they go to the news story. This is my favorite. They go to the news story. No names mentioned. No networks mentioned. And they go, oh, what happened? What did the governor say? The governor said there's no ventilators. This was on like Saturday. Oh, but, and then he said we have to use hand ventilators. And he took a ventilator. It wasn't funny, but, and there was a manual. And then Governor Cuomo starts showing how to do the manual ventilator. And they let it go. We're going to have to resort to that. And the National Guard's going to have to learn how to do the. And I'm going like, you got thousands in storage. Why? You got to say that in the news story before you report that you only have a hand ventilator. So please relax. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to get over this. I don't understand about the death rate. I don't understand why there are bodies in Elmhurst. I don't understand why the ventilators are not over there. I don't understand why you have so many open hospitals all around upstate, why we aren't executing some kind of plan there. And the governor and the president is giving everything, money and everything. Now he's bringing the Mercy, this beautiful ship coming in. And so, but it's not for coronavirus. It's to offset that load in the hospital. Maybe there will be people. I don't know. Were those people not supposed to be in line? No one's answering the questions. No one's answering the question, which leads me to believe they're sensationalizing a lot of this. Not to listen. This, the only thing about this virus that doesn't hold to the other viruses, it's more contagious and it's more voracious. It's more voracious than any other virus. So once it attacks you, God forbid, it's bad. So that's why we have to listen to what the president's saying. April 30th, hands off, social distancing, like that. You know, and then going to Debbie. Debbie's so funny. I go to the drugstore on Friday, right? And a good morning to you, Deb. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. All right? I'm doing fine. Yeah,
so I go to drugs. I put my mask on. I got my gloves on. I go.
Good.
I'm avoiding everybody else, and they're laughing. Joe, is that you? I said, yeah, that's me. How are you? You know. And then you got to keep your 6 feet. But then as I walked out, there was a father walked in with his daughter, and the daughter looks at me and ran. She ran the other way. She ran with me now. Usually I'm running the other way. You know, oh my God, he's got a mask. He's got the virus. Oh my God.
I got
a litany of material in front of me. I'm so great. Confused how they're reporting this. I don't understand it. I mean, it was so much worse with the swine flu. The flu is so much worse. I think that, I just question. Anyway, Rick Klein's going to join us. John Iron, Inarelli, he's a retired FBI special agent. And Dr. Ron Paul on the show, Dr. Carol Lieberman. And now Debbie Duhaime is out there. Mm-hmm. And so there's still traffic. We got to keep walking.
Yes.
People are going to work. Unbelievable, Deb, huh?
Yeah, well, we have our essential workers out there, Joe, and you know how much we love our essential workers. We want to get them to and from work safely. So, again, thank you to all of our wonderful essential workers out there. Watch for an accident just being cleared. Garden State Parkway North, exit 80 in Toms River. And we're seeing some exiting volume on the Garden State Parkway into 116 at the PNC Bank Art Center for the Coronavirus Testing Center. And again, some people going out to the doctor and to the hospital. So want to get you around safely. Let's see what's happening here on the eastbound BQE. Your building getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town. It's an accident there on the city side. Watch for that. No problems at the Manhattan Bridge or the Willie V. You're still moving okay at the Upper East River crossings and the Hudson River crossings. MTA Essential Subway plan in place. LIRR, Metro North New Jersey Transit all on a reduced schedule. Watch for showers this afternoon with a high in the upper 50s. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There she is, the one, the only, Debbie Duhaime. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature. You know, I've been just trying to build up my immune system throughout this whole thing. And you could do that with Balance of Nature because you're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables, right? So I try to eat the fruits and vegetables. I do the garlic. I got all the fruits and all the vegetables, the red peppers. I do everything I was told to do years ago when they said, you need antioxidants in your body. Antioxidants, fight the free radicals in your body. Build up your immune system. And then Frankie tells me about Balance of Nature, and I'm going like, wow, this is great. So I stay very, very strict these days on Balance of Nature, now more than ever, because you got to really build up your immunity system, you know, because no matter what they're saying, no matter what news reports are coming out, the fact is, if you get it, it's bad. It's bad and it's very contagious. You want to build, and I'm not making any clinical study here. This is not an FDA study. This is, I'm telling you what works for me is Balance of Nature. So when I'm walking around, yes, I'll put the mask on and the gloves on. I'm a hypochondriac, as hypochondriac as you could be. That would be me. But I take Balance of Nature because it builds up my immune system. And I think it'll do the same for you. And then when I offer you free shipping, I said free shipping at 35% off. 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Forget about it. You got to call 800-246-8751, just like that. 800-246-8751. I worry about you, and I'm proud to tell you about the great things that we tell you about here on the radio show. Balance of Nature, for me, speaking for me, is an absolute miracle. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
If you're getting burned in the market, listen up. The last couple of months have been alarming to thousands of portfolios. We know that many of you are getting pummeled with this current market volatility. Guess what? Today is the day that stops. We've created a cutting-edge interactive program that will help you improve your current financial situation. If you're looking to turn your days in the red into consistent months in the green, introducing the Trader on the Street Challenge. The Trader on the Street Challenge has been designed to help you achieve the profitability and consistency of a Wall Street professional. We know that consistency is one of the most crucial components to becoming a successful trader, and that's why we've carefully built the perfect way to incentivize struggling traders to improve their capabilities. So if you're tired of rolling with the punches and are willing to rise to the occasion of this unique new challenge, text STREET to 48542 to learn more. Text the word STREET to 48542. Text STREET to 48542 to get started today.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Everybody knows this guy.
Now everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Frankie Valli and the boys from Bloomfield Avenue. The great city of Newark, New Jersey, baby. The Four Seasons. Frank and Al and Debbie are here. It's Joe right here on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, around the country, around the world, on AM970TheAnswer.com. Oh, how you tried to cut me down to size, telling dirty lies, my friend. For my own father, so give her up, don't bother. The world is coming to an end. He said, walk like a man, walk like a man, walk like a man, my son. Frankie, still out there, man. They had a nice concert last night on Fox, and then it went around the world, actually, on Fox. Fox News, it was on Fox Network, and it was great. Elton John did a great job hosting, and I tried to catch a little of it as we went around. I got to tell you, and let me go to Frankie Five Boroughs. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Joe. Morning, happy Monday. I'm doing
good. Happy Monday. Albert, you all good? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's great.
You know, I just want to tell you, and it gets me upset, and I see the phone calls early, 877-970-2999, is the politicization, making everything about politics on this thing, watching and listening, and then seeing that they're trying to, and I don't want to even go here because this is dangerous. We got to be careful, and we will. But trying to take the president down and blame him early on is when Chuck Schumer is the guy that says he called the president xenophobic because he stopped the flights early on, end of January, he stopped the flights coming in from China. And this is what's wrong is when they go in, then the press conference yesterday, it's like an assault because they can't stand that the president's approval ratings are through the roof. This is not a speech to to stick up for President Trump. This is an objective observation of a press gone completely off the charts. They've gone off the cliff now. All they're trying to do is blame the president. Look at what happened when it broke. Look at what happened when it broke. And they went on. No one. It's China who is the enemy here. China's the enemy. We should all be joining together. And then you watch the press conference yesterday, and I'll go to the calls in a second. I see the phone calls. I'm watching the press conference, and then I see this one reporter from CNN. They send the B and C and D reporters. You don't notice these things because they don't want to give the president the time. Yet it's the president of the United States. He's got the task force. He's going to talk. And this one gal starts up, "What about the governors? The governors hate you." And then the president goes, "Could you just please be nice?" And it was an exchange. And it's like dad saying, "Look, just please be nice. Nice, because you're starting to make this inflammatory again." So he goes, then she keeps going. I mean, the only good thing is they stood up last night in the press conference yesterday evening. They stood up when they talked to the president, which was great. So now she's not shutting up. She keeps going, and I'm going, and you're going, "Sit down and shut up. You ask your question, that's it." She keeps going. The president's trying. Then he goes to another, this was great. He goes to another CNN reporter, and this guy stands up, and he goes, "Because this other girl wanted another question." Why they have two questions, I don't know. I think they should do one question because there's so many reporters, they should get one question. They go, so this guy stands up, and he goes, "Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to defer my question to the other question that my colleague wanted to answer." Now, if you know what went through the president's mind, I know what went through your mind and went through my mind was sit the heck down and shut the heck up to this report. You're going to handle it. So they're in cahoots going after the president. And then that guy said, the president, I got to tell you, handled it great. I don't know that I could have been as patient, but it's an assault. It's a concentrated assault on taking down the president. That's exactly what this is. It's not, and nothing shy of that. And I'm not saying it like, "Oh, you're just a Trump guy." No, it's stop. Did they go after Barack Obama, the H1N1, when it was 10 times as bad? Look at the numbers. Look, I read your tweets. I see what you're sending me. And when you compare the numbers of the flu, to the H1N1, to the coronavirus, and I understand and I see it, and you're absolutely right. Everybody's just got to step back a little bit. And to blame the president when I'm not forgetting about the impeachment. I'm not forgetting. Nancy Pelosi, it was a derangement. They were obsessed. Adam Schiff, Nadler, you forget about that? The whole country was obsessed with it. They spent all the resources on the impeachment when they should be looking and protecting the United States of America in this regard. And again, and I understand it. Do I think that when that first broke out, is when it first broke out, I told you, the president's got to go up. It's got to, you know what I learned over this weekend? Listen, this is great. What I learned over the weekend is, if you want to act like you're in control, you got to pretend like you're in control. That's what the politicians do. Andrew Cuomo owns it. He owns that. They have people in line at Elmhurst in Queens. They're in line. They're in the rain. They're outside. Yet he's standing up there and he's creating a narrative that is comforting. I'll tell you that. And just brilliant. And I think the president needed to do that early on. He said, "Well, I'm not sure." And all of us said, "Well, I'm not sure. Is this as bad that the flu is worse? The flu is worse." But the president could have acted like, okay, like I said, remember I said earlier, get the CDC. We're having CDC field offices down south in the west, outside the northeast. And that then at least shows that, he's doing something, because that's all the people want to see. Don't tell me that you're going to try to put the blame on the president when all you were trying to do impeachment, because that shows me that there's something very suspicious about the reporting, that they're not being honest about the reporting, and they're just doing it to politicize this to take down a president and change the election in November. Charlie Finch calling in. Charlie, good morning. Always great to hear from you, sir. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe. Remember when Dr. Rock Positano had that stash of Tamiflu during the swine flu epidemic?
I don't remember that. That's great. I love it.
We got a little of that, but here's why, in my view, Joe, COVID-19 is different as a pandemic. A month ago, a lifelong friend of mine named Adam, a celebrated photographer, had a dinner with his wife at their apartment near the United Nations. One guy coughed. Everyone on their international guest list got the virus, and his wife
Wow.
is now in Lenox Hill Hospital, 2 weeks on a ventilator, struggling for her life. We are all astronauts now, Joe, like your friend Buzz Aldrin. Working in a confined space, if we make one false move, we're doomed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we go walk on the moon, i.e. the Earth, afterwards we have to be decontaminated. But the good news is, thanks to your wonderful show and everyone else's efforts, the force is with us, and we will defeat this killer virus. Onward and forward.
You're right. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for the positive note. I know we got a break. Chicky, Chicky in Yonkers. Good morning, Chicky. What's on your mind this morning?
How are you?
Good. We're doing great. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I get a Social Security check, a pension check. Do I get the stimulus check?
Yes, that's a great question. Chicky, we'll check it out for you, okay? But I believe, yes, you do. If you're on Social Security, and we'll have Frankie look into that. We'll take a break for news. That's a great question.
Actually, I've been reading up on this, Joe. I could actually answer that if you want.
Wow.
Because my mother-in-law called me last night about this. If you do get Social Security, you will get a stimulus check. If you have filed your taxes, you will get a stimulus check. If you haven't filed your taxes in the last couple of years, they will base it on, I think they're going as far back as 2016.
No.
2018?
Right. What Al's saying is correct. But it's based on your adjusted gross income for 2018. So if your adjusted gross income, including Social Security, is over $99,000, then you won't get a stimulus check. So let's say you have a Social Security, you're a Social Security recipient, and you get a pension, and you have some investment income, and your AGI is over $99,000, then you won't get a stimulus check. But if it's below that, then you will get a stimulus check. There's a lot of questions people have about it. Maybe this
What's the number, Frankie? That's not. There's a limit then.
Yeah. $99,000. Over $99,000, you get zero. So $75,000, you get $1,200 per individual, and then that keeps decreasing until you get $99,000. If you earned over $99,000 in 2018. In adjusted gross income, then you get nothing.
All right. And our hearts out to NYPD Detective Cedric Dixon, passed away from the coronavirus over the weekend. And to all of the NYPD, thanks for your service. All the first responders, all the medical workers, my gosh, they're doing brilliant, brilliant work. And here's a detective for 23 years on the job outside of Harlem and just doing what he's doing, man, protecting us, you know. And this virus took Cedric Dixon. So detective, and to the Dixon family, may he rest in peace, and we send our prayers. Joe on the radio, it's 6:36 right now. Al is standing by with all the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Amazon employees in Staten Island plan to walk off the job today amid allegations the retail giant mishandled its response to the ongoing pandemic. Employees are protesting the company's decision to keep the warehouse open despite news of a confirmed COVID-19 case there last week. Instacart workers also planning to strike today over how the grocery delivery company is handling the coronavirus pandemic. With more people quarantined and ordering from home, they want safety gear and an extra $5 per order. New Jersey state health officials say more than 2,300 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in New Jersey, bringing the total number of cases in the state to 13,386. That's as of Sunday. Bergen County continues to lead the state with 2,169. Two new deaths are reported in Sussex County, bringing that county's total death toll from the virus to 3. 21 new deaths from the virus have been reported statewide. The total number of deaths in New Jersey is now 161 as of Sunday. In sports, Knicks owner James Dolan dealing with the coronavirus. The team released a statement Saturday night saying the 64-year-old has tested positive for COVID-19. Dolan, who also owns the Rangers, said to have little to no symptoms and is self-isolating. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Altered outside parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect to our essential workers out there. Do watch for some volume on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Some volume again right into the Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge inbound. An accident there just being cleared. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the Garden State Parkway northbound right at exit 117. It's an accident there. there looks like two lanes blocked, some volume exiting at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center as well with the coronavirus testing center there. Also some volume on Paramus Road getting into the coronavirus testing center at Bergen Community College. Over on the Bronx River Parkway southbound, right at the Cross County, it's an accident being cleared, and taking a ride to the southbound thruway, moving okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for some scattered showers today, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, I can have guests in my home without the shame of pet stains and odors. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. All pet owners should have Genesis 950 on hand. I can even use it in my carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for my family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, oil and grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. So much to get into. My gosh, it's 6:41 right now. Rick Klein is joining us, political director of ABC News. Kind enough to join us. Rick, wishing you all the best. How you doing down there in Washington? Everything okay with you and your family, sir?
Yeah, we're cozy here at home. We got a new puppy for the occasion, so a little more lively in the house than it would otherwise be. But everyone's happy and healthy, thankfully, Joe. Hope the same is going to be said for you and yours.
Yeah, grace of God, everything's great. But that's a great idea, Rick. I know you get a pet during this time. That's great because the kids would love it. Are you? But you're probably getting up in the middle of the night to walk the dog, right?
I got to say, my wife's doing a little more of that than I am, but he's a cutie, so you don't mind as much because of that.
Look, I'm a dog guy. I got to ask you, sorry, Rick, we have so much to talk about, but first things first, what kind of dog is it?
He's a black lab. He's actually a guide dog in training, so we get him for a year, and then he becomes a seeing eye dog or a police dog or something, we just get to play with him while he's a puppy.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful. Hey, Rick, thanks for joining us, man. So the president extended the social distancing guidelines until April 30th, and you think it'll go longer than that? What's the insight? Because he's leaning to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci now, his task force team. What's the inside line down there? You think we'll go through June probably, huh?
I feel like as long as he's looking to the medical professionals, they're going to be safer. He's even said that. He said, look, you know, some of these guys would want to shut down the country, you know, forever and no one gets sick. So I think that's still being optimistic. Obviously, it's a lot more generous in terms of the timing than Easter. which she acknowledged was more aspirational. But yeah, it doesn't feel like things are going to get back to normal by May 1st. It just doesn't. It feels like we're in for a longer haul than that, Joe.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I have to ask you this. Rick Klein on Twitter, you have a great, tweeted out this great article from abcnews.go.com about Joe Biden. Where the heck is Joe Biden? I mean, we're watching Andy Cuomo up here, you know? And I'm going, like, what's Joe Biden doing in his house? I mean, what's going to happen with that whole thing, do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I think he's having a real hard time breaking through. It's a very difficult environment to... He doesn't have a day job like even Bernie Sanders is a senator. He obviously isn't the president. So it's very difficult to find a way to be part of the conversation. Now, there's an argument out there that it doesn't matter what he does or doesn't do, because this is a time of national crisis. And this is about how the president reacts. And, you know, no one can hope to compete with that in this at a timing like this. And that may be true. But the fact that he is essentially confined to his own house in Delaware, and the fact that he just hasn't found a good angle on all of this, a way to be part of the conversation, has to be problematic. I mean, this would be the time that he's consolidating support. He just basically locked down the nomination, starting to look toward the fall. This is the time that he would love to be able to look to the American people and say, here's the contrast. Here's what I can do versus what he wants to do. And it's just he's been hamstrung.
And now I'm wondering, and this is my political junkie mode kicking in here, Rick Klein. Andrew Cuomo, when I saw a brokered convention, I thought Bloomberg was going to be there. I didn't know who was going to show up. And now I'm thinking Bernie, brokered convention. Don't you think every Democrat in the country is going, we got to get Andy Cuomo in there somehow, huh?
I think the people that know him the best recognize what a moment this is for him, and a lot of Democrats who were, you know, I think it says a lot about Biden and the concerns around Biden still that people would say at this late stage, let's draft him. There really isn't a realistic way to do it. Biden would have to get out of the way. He'd have to step aside. It's too late to actually accumulate delegates. We're just too far along. Plus, there might even be a convention this year. It's all up in the air. But I think it says a lot about Cuomo's leadership as well, because he's been a steadying force. He's gotten a lot of national play because a lot of the cables are taking those New York news conferences every day, and because New York's been such an epicenter, I do think there's a lot of people that are looking at him and saying, "Hey, that wouldn't be such a bad choice." I dysfunctionally speaking, it's truly too late.
Yeah, but and they keep saying Biden's going to go with Kamala Harris. I wonder if Biden will go with Andrew Cuomo himself as vice president.
I can't imagine him choosing another white guy, to be honest. I mean, I you look at the governor of Michigan, who the president's been flaming a little bit, Gretchen Whitmer. You know, maybe this might actually point him toward a governor. I don't think Cuomo could really be the choice, given the other concerns that Biden has to worry about as a candidate.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, Frankie Fibros, our producer, was just telling me about what happened with Congressman Thomas Massie. They were going to do the stimulus vote, and then they said, let's do it remotely on the phone. And then Massie's this Republican congressman, and he says, no, everybody's got to come back. So everybody had to come back, putting everybody's lives literally at risk. Is he the most hated man in Washington right now?
Yes. Yeah, he is. I mean, there were shouts on the House floor. People said F you to him. Remember, the Congress said that to him. Think about it. Think about it. So they're home with their families. They're following the social distance guidelines. A lot of them are in the target zone of infection, and a lot of them have friends that have gotten sick already. A couple of House members and a senator got sick, and only because this one guy is insisting on it, they all have to get on planes. A lot of them are the only people on planes, fly to Washington, be away from their families, put themselves at risk, go to the House chamber and vote for something that was going to pass anyway. And you saw how frustrated the president was with him. I mean, he calls for kicking him out of the party. It in this moment of national unity, to have one guy stick up and you know, based on what he said for his own principles, insist on having this, really just forcing everyone to go out of the way and put themselves at harm's way. I wouldn't want to be next to that guy next time the House convenes again.
I'm telling you, I'm just watching this unfold, Rick, and I got to ask you this. So when the swine flu was there, I was talking about this morning, and I put it out there because I'm a little confused. The swine flu went out, and that you look at the numbers, and it was much more dramatic than the coronavirus. Not as contagious, I understand. Not as voracious once it attacks you, but it was the same thing. The press didn't go after President Obama the way they're going after President Trump. And I want to be an objective observer here because I support the president clearly, but I'm objective enough to understand the criticisms, Rick Klein, you know? So why can't we all just join together and understand that China is the real enemy here, Rick Klein?
I don't know that people doubt that. I think this president, and Joe, and I hope you can be objective enough to recognize this piece of it as well, he says things that aren't true. Just yesterday, he insisted over and over again that he never said something that he obviously said. And those are triggers for a lot of people that are that try to get at the truth. And a lot of them are sideshows as well, because there's a lot of good things that are going on in terms of the response. But they are legitimate. And I see when my colleagues are asking these questions, they are very legitimate questions to be asked of the president. You know, he has said repeatedly that he wants more direct credit. You know how he works. That's part of his leadership style. That in itself, I mean, can you imagine what the outrage would have been on among all media if President Obama says, well, you're not giving me enough credit, and therefore I'm not going to return some phone calls? When you hear those things as a journalist, it prompts questions, and I think they're legitimate questions. And I've seen some senators saying something I think truly awful on Twitter, Joe, that there are reporters who are celebrating the deaths. I mean, that's offensive to me. I have friends and colleagues who have been impacted by this. There have been people at other networks, other journalists who have died of this. This is an awful national tragedy, and I do think the country comes together. But I also think part of that is asking tough questions of leadership, and I don't think there's any reason to apologize for, you know, tough questions of the people that are making literally life or death decisions right now.
I know, but you don't think, just to be objective, Governor Cuomo, who I, by the way, I'm a fan of Andrew, I don't agree with him politically, but he doesn't get the tough questions, and I am objective enough to understand the faults and the flaws, but I think the president, and I'm going to go into it later, I got to let Rick go here, but I'll go talking about it later, is the president feels he has to say, look, can you appreciate what I'm doing, because he is doing a lot, and he never gets the credit for it, so it's just a drama that I wish we could just join together on, and hopefully we'll get there. Like today, the comfort's coming into New York. This is huge. This is going to be celebratory and huge, and hopefully we could just all join together on this. And you getting an inside line before we let you go, Rick Klein, on when this thing will end? You know, because Fauci says, Dr. Fauci goes, 200,000 deaths, and he's like, he'd probably shut down everything for years. Anything on the inside that you're hearing inside the Beltway when this will end, Rick Klein?
No, not beyond what's being talked about publicly. I mean, I think the medical side of things is the next couple of weeks are definitely going to have more diagnoses. We're going to really, this could be a make or break week in terms of the economy, in terms of the healthcare system. And then when it clears this immediate crisis, you have to be worried about another bump. And it's going to be a while until you can be assured that this thing is dead and gone and beaten. You know, I think it's patience that has to be counseled. I think the president's recognition that it's not realistic to open the economy in a couple of weeks is a smart one. And we're all going to have to figure this out on the other side. And we don't know when that other side is.
Well, Rick, I always appreciate the decent conversations. We may disagree, but I always appreciate the amicable and objective way that we chat in this morning. Let me ask you one last question before I let you go. The name of the dog is, let me take a guess. The name of the dog is Coco. Now, close.
Jason. His name is Jason.
That's actually a cute name for a dog. Rick, thank you, brother. Be safe down there, man, and we'll talk to you soon, Rick Klein. All the very best.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Jason for a dog. I named my dog Otis. What do I know for names on dogs, right? 652, and we'll get into it. 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads. Yes, there is traffic in New York, and the surrounding areas. Debbie's got it for you. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe, for our essential workers out there. Thank you so much for going to and from work to help all of us out. We appreciate it. 46 eastbound, getting out toward Broad Ave in Leonia, getting up toward the GWB. It's an accident over there. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway North at 117. An accident. It looks like it's in the local lanes. Two lanes remain blocked and still volume eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You're planning a wedding or engagement party. Finding the picture-perfect venue for the big day can be overwhelming. Why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht, not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Fran's Touch of Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or franstouchofclass.com.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Do you want to get your hands on some physical gold and silver? Noble has you covered. Get it delivered directly to your doorstep. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and a few sunny breaks today. There could be a shower in spots this afternoon, or high today 58. And mainly cloudy tonight with a shower or two in the area at any time. The overnight low 42 in Midtown. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of a shower, the high 48. Clouds and perhaps a few breaks of sunshine developing on Wednesday with a high of 52. AM 970, The Answer.
You know, you can order a takeout and pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. How cool is that? This is why you listen to the show. I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody loves Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R in Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. Fred is there. Johnny's there. And Marianne, Michael himself. Beautiful family. Now, I am here to tell you that Michael's is still open and they are taking orders for pickup. How cool is that? Because this is what you got to do. You go to Michael's, you bring that home, you're going to be like a hero. I'm telling you. 718-998-7851. We appreciate the family, Fred and Johnny and Michael and Mary, and we appreciate them doing this. This is a public service because they don't do this usually. But as the coronavirus affects folks from going out to dinner, Michael's is still open, and they're taking orders for pickup. Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. We love Michael's of Brooklyn, and we know you do too. Serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964. Day Tripper, the Beatles. Jersey Joe on the radio with Frank, with Al, and Debbie Duhaime. We're going to make it. We got this. I am looking at the call board, and I see so many calls. Would you do me a favor and hold right there? Because let me look right here. Yeah. We have John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. We're going to talk about some of the COVID-19 scams. Dr. Ron Paul on the show. Dr. Carol Lieberman, board-certified Beverly Hills psychiatrist and award-winning and best-selling author. We're going to talk about feeling isolated during this time, you know, of quarantine. And Brendan Lantry survived. He's the chairman of the Staten Island Republican Party. He is now fully recovered from the coronavirus. But I see the phone calls, and I will go there when we come back. We'll chat with Frankie. We'll chat with Al. Debbie is here, and we'll go to your phone calls. 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe on the radio. We are live. It is March 30th, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A coronavirus drive-up testing site will open today in the Bronx. Located behind the Bay Plaza Mall in Co-op City, the site will be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Testing is done by appointment only. New Jersey State Police have issued a correction to the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the force. Saturday, Superintendent Colonel Patrick Callahan estimated there were some 700 cases of the coronavirus on the force, but yesterday State Police issued a correction. They say the figure is actually 163 officers statewide who tested positive, two officers who were in serious condition now improving. There have been no deaths from the virus on the police force. Thousands of protective masks used by hospital workers can be sterilized daily with Ohio-made technology. FDA officials approved the use of Battelle's critical care decontamination system yesterday at the urging of Governor Mike DeWine and President Trump. The Columbus-based lab system uses hydrogen peroxide vapors to sterilize respirator masks. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says as many as 200,000 people in the U.S. could die from coronavirus. Fauci, a key member of the Federal Coronavirus Task Force, issued a caveat with his prediction on CNN's State of the Union that he doesn't want to be held to that. He says the coronavirus is a moving target. Fauci added that the number of cases will go into the millions. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.